Local authorities in Washington state are investigating a series of Christmas Day attacks on four power substations that knocked out power to thousands of people in the region and have raised concerns once again about the security of the nation's power grid. Joining us on the Koga News Live Line, spokesperson for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Well,
this is a crazy situation, right?
Well, it is. I mean, we just saw it happen in North Carolina. What do you think is going on?
Well, a couple of things. We've got to go back to 2013 there in California where you guys are. We had a sniper attack on a substation in Metcalf, California. $15 million damage, and yet that case still hasn't been solved. You know, we have had the highest level of attacks on our power grid since 2012. We've got the Moore County, North Carolina. Two facilities were attacked there with firearms. These rifle attacks in Washington and Oregon, and they don't just use rifles, they use handguns, they use chains to attack particularly vulnerable pieces of equipment. In other words, this is done with some knowledge. So here's what's happening. The Department of Homeland Security is the primary investigation body. You know, the FBI, you know, of course, with the Department of Energy weighing in. But what is happening is they are assigning political motive to these attacks and future attacks without solving them and without really knowing. So DHS is continuing to reveal its political bias. And we're very frustrated by it at the National Police Association, and the public should be frustrated by it as well.
Well, what should be done to protect our power grid from these attacks?
Well, we have got to move vulnerable equipment, you know, either underground or behind more than just chain link fencing that can be cut. Because remember, a lot of these places are way out in the middle of nowhere. We had an attack in Florida in Pasco County, two stations attacked in the early fall where they just cut the fencing. We've got to put equipment underground if it can be moved underground. In other words, we're going to have to spend money. We're going to have to install cameras and motion detectors and things like that. And then DHS, again, needs to take a look at these attacks from an investigative standpoint, a law enforcement standpoint, not from a political standpoint. The National Police Association is already in a lawsuit with DHS because when we filed a FOIA request in the Border Patrol whipping case, they just ignored us. We just want to know what the political motives behind that was. The more that you politicize law enforcement efforts, the less time spent in actual police work, actual investigations. So we've got to stop politicizing these things and going back to protecting our vulnerable grid, our energy grid, because this is, you know, Washington, Oregon, Florida, North Carolina, and you in California and all around the country, places are vulnerable.
All right. Spokesperson for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, thank you for joining us this morning.